Hello, and welcome to our Healthy Aging podcast. This podcast provides a brief overview of the issues facing the aging population and some ideas of how to slow the process down. Patrick Holford is going to be on his Healthy Aging Tour in the UK and Ireland in April and May, discussing topics such as say no to diabetes and heart disease, how to prevent Alzheimer's and balance your mood, say no to cancer and infections, finishing off with a plan for how you can learn to add years to your life and life to your years. To find out more and book your place at these events, go to www.patrickholford.com and click on Events.
Healthy aging, being and feeling well as we get older. We're going to discuss how that's achievable. I'm Jill Pyra, and I'm joined by the two authors of a new book called 10 Secrets of Healthy Aging. You'll already know Patrick Holford, the nutritional therapist, and Jerome Byrne is a health writer. Jerome, we're hearing lots these days about all of us are living many years longer than had been predicted, perhaps even when we were born. Are we fit to live that length of time?
We are faced with a huge increase in the number of old people at the moment. It's been called a silver tsunami as the baby boomers are about to hit 65, which is the time when your body starts to run down a bit. When you're a baby, you're probably going to spend a year or so sitting in a wheelchair of some sort, pram, hardly able to get around, dependent on other people. And it would be kind of nice if that was what you were faced with at the end of life, maybe a year when you were things you couldn't do too much. Unfortunately, what the baby boomers are looking at now is somewhere between about 7 and 10 years of not really being able to function very well. They'll have difficulty climbing up 10 stairs, maybe even walking more than 100 yards. They're arriving at their longer age in a not very good shape.
Patrick, you're in your mid-50s, if I may say so, looking extremely well for it. So what is your personal regime?
Thank you. I make a lot of focus on what I eat. So I really do eat lots of fruit and veg and multicoloured foods. So I have turmeric, I have ginger, I have cinnamon, I have blueberries or blue foods. I eat a lot of berries. So that's number one. I supplement every day. I actually take four things. I take a high-strength multivitamin, which has extra vitamin D and magnesium. I take vitamin C with zinc. I also have essential fats, very heavy on omega-3s. And there's extra antioxidants and something called brain food, which are phospholipids. I exercise, probably not enough, but I do make a point of, you know, of keeping myself fit and strong.
So how much of our destiny is already in our genes? Surely if I'm... my DNA tells me I'm going to die of a heart attack, that's what's going to happen.
Well, the first thing we want to do is avoid getting the preventable diseases. And the fact is, the 21st century, the pattern of diseases that we suffer from, I'm talking about diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and also later in life infections, are largely avoidable, that is, preventable diseases. We're in the sorry state now, where 1 in 6 people over 40 have diabetes, and it's going to get worse, where 1 in 3 during their life will have a diagnosis of cancer. Many people are dying prematurely from heart disease and strokes. And these kind of conditions have an awful lot to do with what you put in your mouth. Diet is the single most important factor. And the fact is, the older you get, the less well you start to absorb nutrients. There are a lot of reasons why you probably are going to need to supplement nutrients. I mean, Jerome, you mentioned vitamin D. Vitamin D doesn't only reduce risk of cancer and heart disease, it also tremendously strengthens the immune system. So instead of everyone having flu jabs in the winter, increasing your vitamin D increases your immune strength. It also makes your muscles strong. And with stronger muscles, you put less strain on the joints. So number one, it's not the only factor, is to get your nutrition absolutely optimum.
And is it ever too late? You're talking to a bunch of baby boomers potentially thinking, maybe I should have lived my life differently.
Well, you know, the earlier you start, the better. But no, it's never too late. I have a lovely case in the book of Joyce, and she was diabetic. And now she's in her 80s, and she's doing kickboxing in the gym. and she never sees her doctor. Another lady, Ruth, in the book, she was crippled with rheumatoid arthritis. She literally had to bend her fingers open like little twigs breaking in the morning. She's now 76, and in her words, she feels absolutely superb, no pain. The body is not a machine that requires topping up with fuel like sugar. It is a regenerative organism. And what we go into in the books really looks at exactly how cells work. And as we age, cells start to work less well, but that's largely because they don't have enough nutrients. So if you learn which nutrients to supply to your cells, you can replace healthier cells. In other words, you can't just stop the aging process happening too fast. There's a period of time when you do what's in the book, when you can reverse the aging process and effectively get the statistics that would suggest that you are getting younger.
But are we now suffering different diseases than we did when we used to expect to fall off the perch at 60 or 65, Jerome?
It's true, the disease patterns changed, as Patrick was talking about, and what's happened is that 60 or 70 years ago, the big problem was infectious diseases. The big killers as measles and tuberculosis and so on, they were effectively treated by antibiotics and vaccinations, and so a lot of people who would have died in childbirth or earlier just shortly afterwards now are the ones who are coming up and hitting 60, 65. So what they're facing is, as Patrick's just been describing, is a much greater risk of chronic disorders, partly because they haven't been exercising as much as their previous generations would have done, and the diets that they've been eating, there's a huge amount of sugar and a lack of vegetables and all the things which are fairly familiar for most people. And then when you put all that together with the normal decline of aging, that's when you get the kind of chronic diseases that we're seeing.
Okay, but we're not going to be living in a perfect world and following the recipe absolutely 100%. That's not how people live. So, Patrick, can you help us prioritise? You've got a pyramid that tells us what's really important.
Absolutely. In the book, the pyramid starts with optimum nutrition. That's the absolute corner point. So you need to learn how to eat a low glycemic load diet, which we explain. And there are roles for certain nutrients, for example, vitamin D, B12, magnesium, and so on. Second is exercise. That's absolutely vital. And we've generally been thinking about aerobic type exercise, but as you get older, you need to build more muscle because we naturally lose muscle mass. And the stronger your muscles, the less strain on the joints. Then, terribly important is sleep. It regenerates you. And a lot of us become very anxious. So we need to learn how to relax and how to sleep well. Stress hormones like cortisol really age the body fast. Then we have the important point of positive attitude, which of course is an easy thing to say. It's not always an easy thing to do, but we do talk in the book about ways that you can get into a much better mental state. And in a way, you need both physical flexibility and psychological flexibility, so how to deal with change in a positive way. Then there is a role for nutritional supplements. And for some of us, there may also be a role of hormone supplements. And I'm talking here about natural hormones. In a lot of men, for example, we measure testosterone deficiency. In women, progesterone deficiency, maybe estrogen deficiency. And if you are lacking an essential body nutrient or component, then there's a good reason to replace it. And finally, and terribly importantly, is sunlight. It not only provides you with vitamin D, but it boosts all sorts of neurotransmitters in the mind. We should be spending a lot more time outdoors. And in countries where people do spend time outdoors, they actually live longer and have a much shorter period of unhealthy life.
Obviously, it's very important to keep ourselves physically in shape, so we spend as little as time as possible relying on other people. But for many people, I think the fear will be mental incapacity. Is there anything that we can do to give ourselves a very low chance of dementia or Alzheimer's?
One of the most exciting discoveries that we write about in the book is that it is possible to slow down the rate at which people are losing brain volume and also slow down the rate at which people are losing their memory simply by giving them high levels of B vitamins. And this is a finding which really should be much more widely known, but for reasons which are probably to do with money, it hasn't had the publicity that it deserves.
And the reason these B vitamins work is that they lower homocysteine. And homocysteine is an indicator of a fundamental process called methylation, which actually affects genes and can switch your genes towards anti-aging. But also methylation doesn't just stop your brain shrinking, it also stops your bones shrinking. So one of the things that we discovered in writing the book is that there are many sort of beneficial side effects of the things that we recommend, whether it be B12 or omega-3s or eating a low GL diet.
So if we're just going to take away one message, you want to sum up everything that's in the book, how would you put it, Patrick?
Well, in essence, it's about sex, no drugs, and rock and roll. And what I mean by sex is whatever it is that keeps your sex drive going, and that includes exercise. It might in some cases include bioidentical hormones, certainly when your nutrition is better, you know, the sex is happening, no drugs. The book is really about getting to the point where you don't need medication, and that has to be a good thing. And rock and roll is really about staying happy, staying connected, family and friends. Whatever you can do to keep actively engaged in life actually reduces your risk of developing all the unnecessary signs of aging. So you really can surf the silver tsunami. It's a new skill, like learning how to cook or managing your money. It's one that you won't be taught by your doctor, and the purpose of the book is to help you learn how to age well.
Thank you.
Don't forget, if you want to learn the secrets of healthy aging, book your place on Patrick's Healthy Aging Tour at www.patrickholford.com and click on events. To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. As well as access to a library of update information, you can join our online club, be supported with our online program, find out more about our regular events, and purchase books and products to help you become and stay healthy. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us at podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford. Thank you for listening to our Food is Medicine podcast.